Morning, everyone. Welcome to the first City Council meeting of February 2026. Thank you for being here. Would you please stand for the invocation delivered by George Studer this morning and remain standing for the pledges. Thank you.
Lord, we're humbled this morning because we are small and you are great. And we place this meeting and everyone involved in your hands. We want to trust you for the right decisions and best and pleasing decisions that just lead us in that direction, Lord, that you want us to. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. I'm going to miss that, Annette. Play ball. Yeah, I'll be doing that. Just for the record, I want to announce that we are not only in quorum, we have a full house today, so call the meeting to order. Council comments.
Good morning. Once again, our apologies to the hot applicants who wasted their Tuesday a couple weeks ago. Thank you for your patience. Thanks for coming back. Big thank you to EMC, Ashley Morris, Chief Bizzle, Chief Vorauer, all of our first responders who kept an eye out for us during the storm. And also, thank you to Chris and your entire team at Public Works for keeping the lights on, keeping the water flowing. Appreciate it very much. I had a CVB meeting on the 27th, and then we got an email yesterday. We have 12 applicants for the new for the CEO position. So,
Commissioner's Court was extended. In fact, it's been moved till the day, so we don't have a report on them. The Market Plots redevelopment has not met in a while, and I think we've got a plan to meet hopefully in February or March.
Good morning. I stepped in for the mayor and helped out with the fire and EMS installation ceremony on Friday. The city's Kyle Tribes was the MC, so he kept it very lively. Grateful for all of our men and women and the families who support them. We are very blessed in this town.
Good morning, everyone. Quick note, the egg drop at the airport is on March the 28th at 1 o'clock. This year, they're doubling the number of eggs to 15,000 that will be dropped from a helicopter out of the airport. So bring your family and your kids and let them go hunt eggs.
Won't be too hard to hunt if they fall on them.
It's chaos. You've got to see it to believe it.
Let them dodge it.
Right. The consent agenda is approval of the minutes for the special meeting of the 13th and the regular meeting of the 20th.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second to approve minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number six, ordinances, resolutions, public hearings. We have an ordinance 2605 calling the City of Fredericksburg general election to be held on May 2nd.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. This item is the ordinance calling the election for the City of Fredericksburg. I had the honor to meet with this year the Fredericksburg School District staff as well as our county staff at the elections office. We decided that it would be in the best interest of all the voters to secure one voting place, and that will be for early voting as well as election day, and that will be at the elections office that we're all familiar with. But aside from that, this ordinance would call our May 2nd general election for two council members and mayor.
And filing on that closes when?
The filing for an application for a place on the ballot closes on February the 13th.
When is the last day to register to vote in that?
30 days before the election, which would be the 2nd of April.
Okay. All right, Kelsey, you want to move this?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve 2605, calling for the general election on May 2nd. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Other actions and updates. We're considering approving the allocations of the 2026 hotel occupancy tax. I add my amen to Mr. Edson's apology for putting this off and appreciate your return. But I think we'll dispense with this today. And Gilbert, Krista, did you have some opening comments on this? You're listed on the agenda. Anything?
No new information, sir. No.
Okay. Everybody have what they think they need? All right. So, Council, tell me, let's get some, have some ideas about how you'd like to go through this. Let me get my sheet up. Okay. We all have our spreadsheet, and we have received information from the CBB related to these particular organizations and their activities. We have what has been awarded in the past. We have what the county awards, so we have a picture of what their total awards have been for the last couple of years. We've had a legal look at some of them and have some assessments on four or five of them. We need to discuss. I would like to at least have a brief look at and conversation about nonprofits and profits, for-profits. Our policy does not prohibit for-profits. We have had a standard of practice of awarding nonprofits. So I would like to have the council's view on that. If you were willing to open up that door from now on, or just this year, or so forth, would we need to specify in policy if we wanted to restrict a nonprofit, and does that create issues for us legally?
No. It's just this year.
Okay.
It's whatever you decide to do this year on the applicants you have before you.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be a new policy if you decided to do it.
But these decisions need to be made on the policy that exists.
That's right.
Okay. Which is, it is open before profit.
It is, yes. The policy hasn't been changed, but you can take whatever steps you think necessary with these applicants.
Okay. May I ask, Council, your view on that issue of nonprofits versus for-profits in moving on going forward, not this year, because the policy is what it is, and all applicants are eligible by that measure. Do you have any thoughts about that particular issue? Yes or no?
I think no from the point of being a for-profit.
Why?
Mainly because I think our funds should be dedicated to the non-profit or the 50, you know, anybody that's 501c or whatever it may be. But I think you're going to open up everybody in the world's going to try to get some money, and that's not what the intent is.
I agree. I think the CBB has a realm in advertising for the for-profit businesses. Granted, there are a lot of for-profit businesses that give immensely and generously back to the community, but I think to kind of ward off everyone applying and everyone, you know, being qualified to, I think going forward we should keep it to nonprofits. And businesses are welcome to partner with nonprofits.
So you might be open to adding that to the policy after this year.
I think it needs to be in the policy, and we shouldn't be doing it case by case, year by year. Hmm. Having said that, if the application is correct and filled out perfectly, and they can prove that they're putting heads in beds, then by law they're able to get funds.
I understand, but as a city policy, as a city policy, we can pull back on that and make it just for nonprofits as an extra support for nonprofit. But you would be opposed to that? Is that what I'm hearing? You'd prefer to keep it open and not specify just nonprofits?
Well, I think we need to put it in the policy.
Okay.
Sure. Yes. Going forward.
Okay. Bobby.
I pretty much agree with everyone else on the keeping it nonprofits.
Okay. But we want to be clear to the audience and those watching, we're talking about years apart. This year, the policy does not prohibit a for-profit. And we only have one, is that right, this year? Okay. All right. With regard to the others, do you want to take them case by case? Do you want to start with these are the ones that you feel you'd like to fund fully according to request, and then deal with those that there might be other, might be another suggestion about funding? Anybody have an opinion? I'm willing to do whatever you like.
Well, we're short, excuse me, we're short $170,000, mm-hmm. 26%.
Let me ask you, the list that we had, I thought there were some people that we had made a decision ready not to fund.
Second.
The list that we've got in front of us, and that there were some of those we had denied. Because you still got basically everybody in there that I can.
Yeah, I don't know if did we deny on the record? I think we just discussed.
We discussed it, but yeah, you're okay. Right. We haven't.
That's what this morning is for. Okay. So, well, let's start with that. The applications that legal had to pass on, I mean, flagged and for us and for various reasons. But there was an understanding, I think, that the St. Mary's, their request specifically that was not eligible for hot money, perhaps, and not perhaps, but for sure, the landscaping and so forth. I know that they came back with an additional request to take a look at the fact that it's a painted church and their visitors and so forth. My view, personal view, is that they need a better way of applying and making the case for heads and beds for that. That was a $15,599.
And also that the Convention Visitors Bureau, they need to be visiting with them. They want some of those funds.
Is what? They what?
Visit with the Convention Visitors Bureau, who really is out there promoting.
Okay. They need a better run at their applications, in my opinion. Any thoughts on that?
I agree.
Okay.
And also legal flag Lone Star Heritage Foundation?
Yes. Yes, and that was for, it appears ineligible by statute, that putting signs up, I think, was the case.
And the one right above it, of course, was the bicycle event.
Yeah, but we decided today that that's still eligible, and the eligibility based on the fact that we don't have the policy specific prohibited today. Are there any others that you would like to look at to pull, to start with that?
Do we have any of these that were played in their registration?
Two. Yes, the bottom two, 28 and 29.
Well, they were late.
These are applicants that have applied before and we've awarded funding, but they were late. We contacted them just to double check to make sure we didn't miss it and something didn't fall through the cracks, but they said they had just missed the deadline.
They missed the deadline.
And then they applied. Yeah.
And both of these are organizations that have received us for worthy causes and so forth. How do you want to handle those?
I think once you allow it, then you're going to open up the gate. And in the future, we're going to have pretty good example reason not to approve it. So you got a deadline. Fortunately, that's the way it is.
I would agree. But, 2 weeks ago, I would not have agreed with Tony, but I, after thinking about it, I do agree with Tony. If we open the gate, I think being late won't mean anything, or a deadline won't mean anything.
Any other point of view?
I would like to point to what our current policy is, where it does say that organizations should expect to receive less hot funding over time as they become more established. So, you know, my thought is, of course, I love the Art Guild and Heritage, but to your point, it's just going to open the door to everyone.
Okay. Then obviously the consensus is to declare the late ones ineligible. So that's another $15,955.
Thank God. What's the number now?
We just gained $38,155. So we're still short $130.
Okay. I would look at the County Fair and Festivals Association, because in addition to what we've given them historically, we provide a whole lot of support for the that weekend, whether it's the parade and shutting down streets for that, and then traffic control. So I don't feel bad if we need to drop that to be closer to what the county needs.
You got a good point, because of the fair, I mean, the parade does cost the city a lot of money.
The request for them from them has been 75. The county last year awarded them 15 and 20 the year before. Do I have that right? 24 and 15 and 25. Do I have that right? Do you have a recommendation? Last year we gave them 30, year before 45, so we've been very generous with them, but the request is 75.
Placeholder of 30.
We'll put a placeholder of 30 at the GCHF, that's the GC Fair and Festivals. So as a council member makes a recommendation, if you have a strong opinion in opposition or alteration, please voice it immediately. Others that you'd like to discuss to alter?
You go ahead.
Just starting at the top, the Nimitz is a massive $150,000 request. We gave them 80 in 24, 150 in 25. I'm also thinking about how these are all awesome organizations. Obviously, we wish we could fund them all the way. Who has other ways of raising money? I have like another question.
So are you recommending 150 or lower than that?
An arbitrary game. I don't know.
You got an opinion on number?
Cut 30.
I'm sorry.
The one thing the policy does say, for those of you who have applied, that is clear. The city committed to allotting city hot funds, city portion of hot funds, organizations for a dwindling application year after year. That isn't possible, because the idea was to help these organizations have a leg up, so to speak, but to not continue to increase their funding every year, that they were to be able to bring in the people on their own with their product and with their work. So that is in the policy already. Did I hear a number on the Nimitz? The request was 160.
We want to put a placeholder at 125.
125, hope placeholder. Okay. Others that you want to mention, we're going to go through them, but others you want to mention specifically?
Crawfish. It's $10,000 from last year. I think we can keep it the same.
So you're talking about what, 8?
15.
No, it was 15. I'm sorry.
Okay, just a second. What number is that? Oh, that's number 8? Is that right? Crawfish Festival. All right, request is for 25. The data that we have suggests that with their most recent event, hot produced probably was closer to 12. Does that matter?
So were you recommending 15?
I was split the last 2 years. But I'll be happy to take your suggestion.
Well, think going from 15 to 25 is too many. If they're going to continue to bring people into town, there needs to be some investment of their funds in advertising.
So keep it at 15.
I'm okay.
They also, policy says that we would like to look favorably upon new starts that are doing things that are starting things that fit within the priorities of the city. We mentioned quite a bit about historic preservation and promotion of the arts. So we've got a couple of things that are new. One is the Community Orchestra, the Frederick Music Fest 2026. They've asked for, and this is a new event with history. I, with some arts development advocate, but I would like to see them get that money to start, $4,000, and that we instruct them to be very clear about the result as they file.
That's funny.
Is that okay? I'll put that in as a place.
Did we decide not to do the meds? No. I know I brought up bills for that.
I think there was a legal question on the veterans application.
Meals for vets. What was the legal question? There was an application appeared to complete, missing info, hotel room details, but they did follow up with something. Not that I'm not sure how much we should take from that, because if we're going to eliminate late applications, should we eliminate late revisions of apps because of our delay? We ought to rely on the application that they made on the basis of being on time, if that's what we're going to do.
I agree.
All right. Their request was for five. What's your feeling?
Well, I'm a vet, so I can't really recommend it.
Well, that's a good time to make the point. All of these are good events. Period, and people do good stuff, but we are at a disadvantage because we're asking them to make estimates based on guesses. They don't know how many people stay at hotels.
What if we just looked at people that asked for more than 10,000 and see how far we can go with those? Because these are small, smaller figures. For
all right, the Kunstler 4,000. Education Rocket Systems Go 5,000. 6,000 Farmers Market. I'm dubious about their drawing out of town overnight stays, but I don't think I'm making a case out of it. I don't think they do that. I don't think they draw that many people to stay overnight. I like the event. I think it's good. I think it ought to expand. But if the council is good with six,
we've given them five the last 2 years. I'd say six.
Agree.
Stick with six.
Five. I'm sorry, Council. Do you want me to go ahead and start the ones you're talking about right now?
Yes.
Go ahead and put those in. Okay, so let's go back real quick and make sure I didn't miss it. So the first one was the 4,000.
Say again, here, Krista.
So we had 4,000 for the fall show and sale.
The Kunstler?
Would it be okay if we just started at the top, went down, and went that
way? No. Let's stick with it below 10,000. We can get through this. And then we'll do that. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Friends of the Written Word, they did submit their numbers for this year at almost 1,000. They've asked for five, and that's a new ask.
Great.
6,700 for our Frontier History Company. The data shows that they may have brought in maybe $2,000 in pot in their last event. Awarded $5,850 last year, as of 67. You have the data on the number of people that appear to have come from further than 50 miles out.
5,000.
German choirs. This one I feel differently about because it is a is a historic organization, mostly handled completely by volunteers. They do the very best they can to try to bring people in to do their thing. However, they are not capable yet of assessing how many overnight stays they have, so that's a roll of the dice.
I'd like to leave them at 2,500.
Sure.
All right. We have a 5,000 for the quilt show. We've done this before. Didn't we? Yeah, in 24. They didn't come last year. I think they were, they said they missed the deadline.
I was great. Good question.
All right, so Bobby, following your advice, then let's go back to the top. Church and Employer People of Gillespie County have asked for 45. The data that we rely on for the other organization events does not collect data at churches, schools, or military institutions for obvious reasons. So we have to rely on their data to give us a sense of their success with their event. However, this is truly historic preservation.
Plus, they're adding a new venue museum. I think it's a good cause.
You want to pull?
Sure.
Chamber of Commerce light tonight.
Same.
Request is 18, same as last year. Data shows that they probably over total event. Probably half are from out of town, according to the data.
Mm-hmm. Right. Keep it same.
You good at that? Full?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good event. Okay. Did we do rocket systems?
Yeah.
Full?
Maybe.
Request? Okay. Music Club has asked for 10. This is more than they've ever received from us or the county for their concert series.
Let's keep it 7,500.
Pamela, I would love for y'all to, if there's any way that you can establish more hard data on the people who come from out of town, that would be very, very helpful. I know you have monthly concerts and you don't have a subscription series where you have people buy stuff, right, because it's free. But if there's a way for you to identify people from, I know that I think you may ask or used to, how many are out of town, but that's not the question. How many of you are staying in one of our lodging businesses here, and that you're here because of this concert and other things? That would be helpful. That might result in more money, since you're a free organization. Rotary Club, Prep Beer, there were some questions about the application data. Oh, no. Sorry, that was the other Rotary.
Yeah.
Okay, the request is 10 for the Craft Beer Festival.
Same.
What has been our giving there? Is it always been 10?
10. 10, 10.
I was wondering if you need to change.
I had, we, last year we gave 6. 10?
It was 10 according to our spreadsheet.
County gave 6.
Ah, okay.
Data suggests that they had 2,100 people at their event. Data suggests that the number of people who may have produced hot is about half of that. And according to the formula, the data suggests that the hot produced would be under 3. However, it doesn't matter to how you award it.
Well, to the point of dwindling funds, it's only they've only done it 4 times.
Okay.
So they're still fairly new getting their feet under them.
Let's keep it at 10 then.
Yeah. Keep it at 10?
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, if you have strong opposition, you'll let me know. The Historical Society is wanting to do the preservation project on their Apostle Rager House, which I can testify is mucho expensive, that kind of stuff. I don't know specifically what they're going to do. I think they've made some verbal comments in their presentation. They're asking for 80 for that historic preservation project, and that y'all know the Fossil Raider House, right? Right next to the Comla House. Opinion?
I'd give you some.
Cool. All right, then they've also asked for 20 for marketing. The data shows that they have less than 1,200 people. Because the data that we're drawing on from the place does not record anything under 1,200. But legal has also checked this insufficient proof or reliable or over for overnight stays.
I'd lower this and let the CDB handle some more advertising for them. And we can help.
Lower two?
We gave them 10 last year.
All right. Great. And roughly 10 the year before.
I do like, they seem to be picking up on their promotion and marketing. So they've done some improvement, or some concern.
So what's the consensus?
10.
All right. What about Mr. Jack and Adam's bicycles?
We decided not to do that one.
No, we haven't.
No.
This year, we're going to award because the policy as it is right now says businesses can't apply, so he is within reason to apply. No, last year we had said for new event it was going to be 10,000 cellos from Parks Foundation. So you're not comfortable with 12,500, maybe 10?
Well, my concern, I think it's their second or maybe the third year. I don't think they've proven themselves.
It's their first to ask us.
Right. But as far as operation and DOS.
Well, if the council's movement is toward making a specific policy that's nonprofit only, this would be the last.
I'd say 10.
Sorry?
10.
Are you okay with that? Because that's what we did last year with startups, which was generous. All right, Lone Star Heritage, we've decided no meals for vets. Asking for 5. Do you want to abstain? As a vet?
I don't need a meal.
The data suggests that they had a little under 1,000 people from farther than 850 miles away. So the data suggests that the hot produced would be about 3. I hear a number.
3.
Hi, sure.
Let's put in 3. Oktoberfest has asked for 20, 15, it's gone up 5 over the last couple of 3 years, 10 to 15 to 20. There's no doubt that they bring in lots of people. Data suggests that the out-of-town folks was about 30,000, according to the data that I see. Just a considerable amount of hot produced events. However, if you want to move toward the policy, we'd like for you to do more on your own year after year. So what's your pleasure today?
What do y'all think about keeping it 15?
Keep it at 15?
I'm okay with that.
Sounds good. All right, we have 2 Rotary Club morning events. Both have asked for 2,500. One is a car fest, one's a crowd run. There was some legal hotel room night appears to be incorrect. Estimate appears to be correct. And so we don't have any data on them because less than 2,200 appears to have participated in years past. Is this a new? Oh, they got 1,500 from the county last year. Okay. Did they not apply last year? Okay. They've asked for 2,500 for each event.
Can we drop it to 2,000 each?
I'm just putting these numbers in. We'll see what we come up with at the end. your life. All right. Stonewall Chamber of Commerce. This has always been a little bit of an issue with me. I know that they should be getting more from the county, in my opinion. But there's probably not much doubt that people who may come in for the rodeo, et cetera, may use city lodging, registered lodging. But I prefer that they have a better way of proving that. Data suggests that they brought in only about 3,200 people from much farther than 50 miles, which would result in suggesting pot production of about 5,700.
I would be biased because this is my favorite event in Gillespie County all year long. I love it. I remember, I mean, it took several years for them to add our lodging options to their website. It was years before they did that. So they have done that now, I've checked. So they're in keeping. But yes, 30 is a lot for the city whenever the county is not putting nearly that much. So maybe 20, see how that works.
We've given 15? Them 10 the last 2 years.
Oh. I'm good to stand at 10.
And then,
well, I was thinking 15.
What'd you say?
He said 10.
I said 10.
15.
10.
10. What'd you say?
10.
10. I would go with 10. All right. Texas Jellos, I think, is way overestimated their draw. They had a good negative event, but it is brand new. The organizer is from not here. And I'm all for more arts organizations and concerts and so forth, but 50 is way off. We gave 10 last year to start. The data provided does not support my view, the kind of growth that they're talking about. So I wouldn't go any more than what we did last year.
I would agree.
It's fine.
10. 10.
All right, then we have the golf tournament by the people we bought this building from.
Don't they have some money in that sale?
We know that they have some money, but I understand that this is a fundraiser event and they believe they're bringing people out of town for this golf thing, and they've asked for 10.
I'm good with 10.
I give them 5.
I'd say 5.
5.
I would go with 5. All right, what does that add up to? Is that right, 344?
So, yeah, we've got the subtotals across the top there. Total, 434. We have 447,000 remaining to stay within budget.
Tell me that. Oh, 434?
434 so far, and then 47,000 available.
We've still got that available.
Yes.
How come that's available? Because we had 700. We gave 219 to the chamber for the Food and Wine Fest.
We have 481,000 that where we started taking out the Food and Wine Festival money.
Okay. All right. So do you want to dispense this 47 or leave it at 430?
No comment, huh?
I'm so confused. All these numbers. Please help me. Okay. So we're dividing it by as if those columns.
Yeah, that's the various.
So I have added the 344 columns N, O, P, and Q, total to 434. And then used a subtraction on the column S to show what we started with and where we're at.
So under the present allotment, we've said 344.5 advertising promotion, 7,500 for the arts, not enough, 80,000 for historic preservation, which is one application, and 2,000 for sporting events. Because the council reduced the 11 by statute and point toward priorities.
I think anyone who applied under arts or historic, look at those instead of doing more advertising dollars out.
So isn't DOS Gravel a sporting event?
Yeah.
And we approved 10.
What?
They applied for the 12-5, and part they said part was advertising and part was sporting events.
Thank you.
So that should be divided?
As long as they could keep those numbers, we could do that for them.
Any you want to review or upgrade?
When you started, top, Kristen.
That's gross. Work.
So on the Nimitz Foundation, we actually went down 125, and I noticed in 25 we gave 150.
So. I have a question about all of this, and I'm Rory Cartier, CEO of the Admiral Nimitz Foundation. So, one, I get the comment that yes, that is a big number, but my understanding is Hot Facts is to bring heads and beds. I don't think there's another organization that's quite as large as us in heritage tourism. We brought in 140,728 visitors traveling more than 50 miles last year alone. So I'm trying to figure out, as I'm listening to you do this, can I get some understanding? Right now, this kind of sounds a little arbitrary. I'm looking at the value. Some of the values that you're giving, that's perfectly fine, is you're spending $4.76 per person to bring one person in for heads and beds for some organizations. For the foundation, for the Admiral Nimitz Foundation, the R160 ask, that would cost 88 cents per visitor to come in to here for heads and beds. So the value is greater than what you're getting for some of these others, and I'm trying to figure out how you're determining some of these awards. You've also said that you're pulling back on some organizations that have gotten stuff over time. We just saw that's not true. We saw some organizations that you've given the full amount to again. So can I just get some clarity on how these decisions are being made so in future we can address this?
The way that some of these decisions are being made is true. It is arbitrary. That is the fact. I'm not happy about that. But the answer is yes, it is somewhat arbitrary. There is a sense in which some organizations, because they don't have the resources that the Nimitz Foundation has. So there is a sense in which that number that you quoted about number per head has to do with some of these nonprofits don't have near the resources that the Nimitz Foundation does. My numbers show, Rory, that according to the data from CVP, and I know we've got to rely on something because we don't know. Is that you quoted 140-something. We're looking at 133 greater than 50. Is that not insignificant? It's great. But does that not comport with your data?
We have 140. But 133 is still going to be bigger than what you're seeing. So let's keep it at 133.
Okay. I agree that it's minimal when you're talking about that number, or that big of a number. And I don't have any problem acknowledging that the driver of heads and beds by far yearly on an annual basis is the National Museum of the Pacific War. I think that the discussion this morning, Rory, to be fair, was mainly geared toward the policy that we're trying to follow of awarding people fewer dollars per year to try to encourage some level of self-sufficiency. But there's no way to do this if there's not some arbitrariness. I agree with you that yes. The Admiral Nimitz Foundation and the National Museum of the Pacific War is the gorilla in the room. No doubt. Council, do you want to review that number?
I'm willing to review it because, as we said, let's put that in as a placeholder. Now we find out that we have 47,000 left versus still being in the red.
Well, yeah. I had recommended 150.
Well, given, as I say, given that there's no, it's not necessary to make the case. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just telling you my perception. It's not necessary to make the case that the Nimitz does a great job. And they bring a lot of people in. It's a great organization. We're all proud of it. You want to raise that to 150? On the basis of the explanation of the director.
That's fine with me. I mean, 24, we gave them 80,000. 25, we gave them 150.
Quite a jump. Well, we knew they were doing some remodeling this summer. I'm okay with 150.
All right.
I'm okay.
Sure. Anything else?
No, that's 150 is great, and we are very grateful for that. But I was just, again, that's still, as we move forward, is there better ways that we can prevent this to help y'all make informed decisions?
I truly hope so. Okay. In fact, we have talked about that with each other individually about finding ways to make this better, because I feel the sense of its arbitrariness and its randomness. And this is the 10th time I've done this as mayor, and I don't feel any better this time than I did the first time. So I take your comment to heart. Yes, we need to do better.
Well, we can all do better. I'm not saying that. But if we can help in any way trying to help figure this out a little bit better, we're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Krista, how much is that?
So we're at 459,000 awarded with 22,000 remaining.
Krista, can you scroll please so we can see all the numbers that we agree on?
It's like our promotions for artists are being a little low.
Well, this isn't necessarily true. She's just totaling the totals under the advertising column. Because there are some that can be categorized. So don't really pay attention to those.
Are you seeing what you need to see?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, George. Step up, make a point.
Would you want at this point to have any of the others come up as the...
No.
No.
Yep.
If you would please, as you are probably at the end, for those of us that are trying to keep track of it on the good old-fashioned paper, would you please have Chris start at the top on the sheet and read all of them off?
Yeah, we will before we vote.
Thank you.
I don't feel the need to meet 471 or whatever, not even whatever it is, if you're comfortable with the allotments that you've made today.
I agree with the mayor. I'm fine with the way it is right now.
Yeah, I don't think we need to worry about splitting $22,000.
There'll be other opportunities to spend it. It's not like we're going to afford it.
So, Tim, here we go. On the table are the following allotments. National Museum of the Pacific War is 150. Church of the Colored People of Cozumel County is 45. The Kunstler von Fredericksburg Fall Show and Sale, 4,000. Chamber of Commerce Light the Night Parade, 18,000. Fredericksburg Community Orchestra and a new Fredericksburg Music Fest 2026, 4,000. Fredericksburg Education Initiative, DVA Systems Go, the Rockets 2025, 5,000. Fredericksburg Farmers Market, 5,000. Junior Chamber of Commerce for the Crawfish Festival, $15,000. Credit Crew Music Club, 2026 Concert Series, $7,500. Rotary Club Foundation, Craft Beer Festival, $10,000. Friends of the Written Word, Fredericksburg Book Festival, new event, $5,000. Frontier History Company, Living History Presentation, $5,000. German Choirs of Fredericksburg, $2,500. Gillespie Fair and Festival Association, $30,000. Historical Society for Fossil Raider Historic Preservation, full funding at $80,000. The Historical Society for their Homes Tour and Pioneer Museum Market Plan, $10,000. Jack and Adams Bicycles, DOS Gravel Event, $10,000. Meals for Vets, Hill Country Vet Fest, $3,000. Oktoberfest, $15,000. Rotary Club of Fredericksburg Morning for the Car Fest, $2,000. For the Kraut Run, $2,000. Stonewall Peach Jamboree and Rodeo, $10,000. Texas Cellos, $10,000. The Hill Country Higher Education Golf Classic, $5,000. And Freins Grit Quilt Guild, $5,000. For a total of $458,000. With the amount that we awarded the Chamber for the Food and Wine Fest, we're at close to, we're $23,000 less than budget. Any further discussion? Anybody want to move that?
I'll move per the mayor's reading.
Did I quote those correctly?
Yes, yeah, so I had one marked at 6,000 that you had 5,000, so I made that change. So there's 23,000 that's remaining. Is it?
Okay. I quoted it correctly. You had it wrong?
For the record, yes.
I just want to make sure okay, that if I need to correct it for the record.
Right. Second.
All right, a motion second to approve that list of allotments as presented. Any further discussion?
Yes, we will do better next year as much as we can.
What?
Who's on the
Who's on the task force next that's going to do this?
All right.
I think Krista.
Let's call the question. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I add my apologies as well. This was messy. It was messier than it's ever been for me, and I apologize. However, there will be a new mayor next year that you can throw rocks at. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your work. If you have specific recommendations for how to do this in a better way, then please contact your city officials, your city elected officials. One of the things that is good about Fredericksburg is, these, at least as long as I've been mayor, all of the city council people are available to have conversations with people. And their phones, their emails, and so forth. So please, if you have constructive arguments or constructive recommendations for how to handle this from now on, maybe you should request a copy of the guideline policy from Krista with the understanding that we are going, the new council will likely review that and revise it. But for you to learn what we're looking at, how we view things, what our obligations are, and what our restrictions are, and you have some recommendations, I have two recommendations for you. One is to contact the city council and let them know your view. And secondly, run for council. Thank you. I'm not being facetious. We're all about some new good ideas. Okay, let's move on. If you'd like to get about your day, please feel free. Update on Winter Storm Fern.
Right. Well, it seems like Mother Nature threw another curveball our way with a pretty bad winter storm. It seems like we're getting pretty good to responding to disasters over the last 5 years or so. I'll echo Todd's sentiments for everybody involved in responding to the storm. I think that we are now working like a well-oiled machine when it comes to responding to things like this. whether it's Public Works, Fire EMS, the Police Department, Parks Department, the county, TxDOT. It takes all of us working together, and that's the hard part, bringing everybody together, getting everyone on the same page. And I would like to give kudos to Ashley Morris, our new emergency management coordinator, being thrown right into the fire, or right into the ice in this case. The communication was very clear. Everybody was on every call. It was very understandable what was happening, what everyone's role was throughout this event. So great job, Ashley. Unexpected, I'm sure, this early on in the job. You've only been on the job how many months now? 2.5 months. So she did a wonderful job. She was up there a lot. They were literally sleeping on the concrete floor. Lynn said the concrete's not any more comfortable this year than it was back in 2021, 22. So thank you all for everything that you do. A lot of people don't realize how much work it takes and how much time and effort it takes to make all of the things happen that y'all make happen. So at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Lynn and Ashley, and they'll give you a little bit more.
Morning, Sue.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. I appreciate the opportunity to come before you this morning. So I just wanted to reiterate what Clinton has said. This event here, and I don't want to jinx any future events, trust me, but this event here was very well organized. There was a lot of really good communication throughout the community and within all of the first responders and those who were involved in this event. We started meetings previous to this storm coming in and continued those meetings throughout that our operational periods were broken into 12-hour shifts, so 6 in the morning to 6 at night, and then 6. That doesn't mean people weren't there 24 hours. It's just each operational period we would go and review what had happened during that 12 hours and then talk about the future, the 12 hours coming up. We are very fortunate to live in this community. When we sent the word out to people to stay home, they did. And I really contribute that to this great community, those who live in this community, and listening to the dangers that were out there. I can tell you it was not easy driving on this. I can tell you from experience, we did have a major fire during this event. And we don't fight fire and ice, but we did this time. So, all in all, I want to thank Ashley with her coordination of this event. My hat is off to her for all the hard work that she put in. But there are a lot of other people out there that did the same thing. And where the rubber meets the road is those individuals that are out there in the field. We had mutual aid from all the county departments throughout the Gillespie County. And the communication was great. We actually would get photos of what other areas looked like across the county in case something happened. We would know what the conditions were like in those areas. It was a really good. So at this time, I'm gonna turn it over to Ashley. She can kind of summarize the events. And again, we appreciate you all and what you do for our community.
Back at you, Ashley.
Good morning to all of you. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk to all of y'all and all of y'all in the room. I just have a few things to say as the emergency management coordinator. First of all, again, I echo what Chief said. Emergency management cannot be done without everyone. All of you, all of our community, our businesses, our nonprofits, our city and county agencies, the state, everyone. And being new, this was our first Emergency Operations Center activation for me. I was super impressed and happy with the kind of buy-in that we had just from local government all the way up to the state and our community. This event could have been significantly different if we didn't have a lot of the buy-in from our businesses and also our private sector and our community. When Sean and I started putting out messages about dangerous roads and things like that, We saw people act on that. They stayed home for the most part, and we were able to keep a lot of people safe. That was actually also reflected in our sheltering. So our one shelter that we had open, which was at United Methodist Church, which huge thank you to them for offering that in partnership with the Red Cross. We had four residents there, actually travelers, that were able to utilize that and stay safe as I-10 was shut down due to a fatal pileup the night before. We also had a handful of other staff involved in that. And so, again, we could have had a lot bigger of an impact, but I'm just glad that everybody was able to act on that. And then I also wanted to give a big thank you to our utility folks at the city level, as well as CTEC. We were able to coordinate information with them on impacts. We were watching the dashboards for days straight, making sure that we didn't lose power for extended amounts of period. And if we did, we were ready to take action on sending out emergency alerts or getting people to our warming stations and our shelters throughout the city that we had on standby. So with that, again, big thank you for me. Just really excited to see emergency management grow in the city and the county. And I just want to thank our first responders and, again, everybody that I mentioned for contributing to that, because the thank you is to them. I'm just the person that brings everyone together. So thank you.
Just the person who brings everyone together. Okay. Thank you.
Chief?
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
How'd the new radio system work?
Radio system worked great. We're very blessed. We still have some dead areas in our county, but all in all, from the investment that was made, it's worked very, very well. Not only a day to day, but in a event such as this.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Chief. Is your question? Thank you, Ashley.
Let me ask a question to Chris. I noticed in the afternoon, the north side did lose some power, being my house. And even Central Texas was on the north side. But y'all, did you combine and pull to another? I thought I heard something saying that you were going from the Nimitz to something else.
Yeah, so the Nimitz substation went down. The Nimitz substation feeds about 1,500 connections in town. It also feeds at least 1,500 connections on the north side of town for CTEC, on the north side of Gloucester County. Maybe more than that. Not exactly sure the numbers from a CTEC standpoint. So in that event, we started pushing people to our Fredericksburg sub through our circuits, basically rolling people from Nimitz to our Fredericksburg sub until the Nimitz substation could come back on. Took a little while, and then Central Texas and the city alternated circuits coming back onto the Nimitz substation. We can't just flip the switch and everybody come on because the amperage would be too high. Similar to a breaker in your house, if you had full load, you would want to alternate that so it's not such a large impact all at one time. But it took about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, to get everybody back onto Nimitz. So those that we had rolled to the Fredericksburg sub, by the end of that evening, by 6:30, 7 o'clock that evening, everybody was back on the Nimitz substation.
Well, what happened, or what I noticed, I was reading actually at church, and I thought maybe somebody was trying to shut me down. But there was periods of off and on and off and on. Is that because of that transaction that's taking place?
There's a lot of challenges when there's ice on the infrastructure. And so when the electric department staff is trying to throw fuses or pole top switches into those devices, a lot of times they're throwing it up there to break the ice. And so you see that power glitch back and forth. Once the ice is knocked off enough, then the pole top switch and or fuse sets in that device, and that's when you get the permanent power. So that's why some of the flickering occurred.
Chief, I appreciate you bragging on the community, but you couldn't make a better recommendation to me than to stay at home. I love staying at home. Anything else? Thank you. Thank you. Another positive report from an emergency situation that makes us so proud to live here and have you people in charge. Thank you. All right. Items for future agenda, Mr. Bailey.
Hey, Mayor, Council, we have a pretty big meeting coming up February 17th. Garrett, will we be in this room or the new council chambers at this point.
One or the other?
Waiting to be in the new one.
Okay. So we anticipate being in the new one. So we have an ordinance regarding resubmittals of item for consideration on the council agenda, an amendment to our sexually oriented business ordinance, SOB ordinance, award of a contract for our unified development code. So as you've heard mentioned, we had 13 submittals. We've reduced that down to 4 at this point. So we'll have a recommendation for the council. Consideration of an agreement for the Glockenspiel project on Market Plot. Request from the Market Square Redevelopment Commission for unallocated food and wine festival funds for the Glockenspiel project. An amendment with the Texas Historical Commission related to Fort Martin Scott operations. Election contract services with Gillespie County Elections Administrator. Conditional use permit for townhomes at 1032 South Milam. This is the PB McMahon development. And finally, a road closure on Lincoln Street along the warehouse row right there, just north of the bridge for about a block or so, I think, a couple of blocks right there that Garrett and Andrea will handle. In March, so far, we have a number of ordinances. Again, location for SOB vape and tattoo shops. We'll be adding items to that meeting agenda. And then this evening, we kick off our Fredericksburg Citizen University first class of the third class. This is the Get to Know Your Government. Council is invited to attend if you can make that. I'll also be opening up with a presentation just talking about city government class itself. So feel free to attend and speak if you like. And we have a copy with the city manager coming up next Wednesday. And we'll have the Fire EMS, and PD update presentations that we get to council. So everybody likes to hear that information. Have Judge Jones probably a little bit later in the year. So we'll pull the county in to coffee with the city manager. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we do have a couple of executive session items to look into, discuss and consider water supply purchase lease agreement and some legal matters update. So I will call us into executive session. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're back into regular session after executive session. We have no further business to conduct. Anything further, counsel? We are adjourned. Thank you.